The Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey, is hosting the Live Golf Series. Bankrolled by the Sovereign Wealth Fund of Saudi Arabia, the tournament has sparked outrage among those who lost family members in the 9/11 attacks.
We're standing here in the backyard of where 750 people were turned to dust.
Brett Eagleson's father was killed that day.
If it were not for the kingdom's support, those hijackers would have had a 0% chance of success. And that's our goal, is to educate the world on that fact.
Family members have accused Donald Trump and the pro golfers who are participating of taking blood money.
My two brothers were murdered on 9/11.
I live every single
Launching an ad to remind them that 15 of the 9/11 hijackers were Saudi citizens. They say recently declassified documents show the hijackers had help from the Saudi government, something the kingdom has denied. Trump has expressed sympathy for the families, but no regrets about hosting the event.
Well, I've known these people for a long time in Saudi Arabia, and they've been friends of mine for a long time. They've invested in many American companies. They own big percentages of many, many American companies, and frankly, what they're doing for golf is so great. What they're doing for the players is so great. The salaries are going to go way up.
The former president has promoted the Live Series with its huge payouts for players as an alternative to the PGA of America, which yanked its 2022 championship from his Bedminster course after the January 6th Capitol attack. Terry Strada, who lost her husband Tom in the World Trade Center, says she's equally disturbed by President Joe Biden's recent interaction with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
It was disgraceful. It was painful to watch such a nonchalant way of meeting him when we were trying to get our point across. You need to have a really serious conversation with him about September 11th. And he blew it.
9/11 families aren't the only ones outraged by the Saudi-backed golf tournament. The National Press Club, pointing to the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, has called the event a revolting attempt to whitewash the kingdom's image. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, Bedminster, New Jersey.